Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
Good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, as we open your word again this evening, we're asking the Holy Spirit, Father, to give us the truth of it, to show us the depth, and take us, Father, into places that we've never been, so that we can have you with us always, and that we can walk according to your word, Father, and according to your word, your will, and your way. Help us now, Father, here at this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We all know, you know, that Jesus and John the Baptist both started their ministries by telling the people to repent. And that's what we need to be doing today, is reminding mankind he needs to repent and put his trust, his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there is no other way for him to make heaven his home. We need to not have one day, one hour without the Lord Jesus Christ being on our mind. You say, how can that be? It can't be without him. We have to stand in him, and he in us. and the Holy Spirit also in us, so that we can live as we should be living to make heaven our home. We're going to be getting here and dealing now here with one that was pleasing unto God. And we're seeing how God is taking care of him and his family. So we're going to be in the 7th chapter of Genesis. And we're dealing with Noah and the ark. We found out when we ended up there in chapter 6, he told Noah to take all, to take unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Chapter 7, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. But you know, Noah was the only one he found righteous. He's telling Noah now, here in verse 2, he says, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowl also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. Think about it. All because of sin. That sin nature that came upon mankind because of the disobedience of Adam and Eve. And man just kept getting worse and worse and worse with it. Verse 5. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters was upon the earth. 600 years old. Now, 8. Of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of the fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. You see, but it didn't only rain from heaven. Also, water and all was gushing from the earth itself, plus the seas that were already here. Now, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, 13. In the selfsame day entered Noah, Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. 8 people being saved out of all those people here on this earth. 14. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah, into the ark, 2 and 2 of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. All the animals went in on their own, God giving them the guidance and the way and the place of safety. But mankind just couldn't and wouldn't listen. And 16. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. How did Noah get shut in? The Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth, and the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heavens were covered. Think about it. Every mountain covered. The only thing that was above the waters was that ark, with Noah and his family and the animals that God had saved. Now, 18, and the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh died that moves upon the earth, both of fowl, of cattle, of beast, of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. You know, a lot of times we read things and we really don't take time to really see what it says to us. Because how often is it that you've thought about how God himself must have felt to destroy so much of what he had created, because they would not do the things they were supposed to. And he loves every one and he loved everything that he created. If you remember, when we was coming through first few chapters of Genesis, everything he created, after he created, he looked at it and said, that is good. That is good. That is good. But you see, it wouldn't do what he meant for it to do. It was not doing the things that it was supposed to be doing. Now, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, the creeping things and the fowl of the heavens, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark, which we know was his three sons, Noah's wife, and his three sons' wives. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Most of us, I know, first several times I read about the flood, I didn't catch how many days it was here on this earth. I had to read it. I read it, yes. But I just wasn't thinking about that. But 150 days, that flood was upon the earth. That Noah, all of these beasts and his family happened to remain in that ark all that time. All right, we're going into chapter 8 now. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters surged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rains from heaven were restrained. The source of all these waters now, God had brought to a stop. And the waters returned from off of the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated, and the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. It took a little while for the water to get down, even for the top of the mountains to be seen, didn't it? Now, and it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up off of the earth. And also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the earth, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. She could find no place to sit down even to rest. Now she had returned to him back in the ark. Then, and he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off of the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returns not again unto him anymore. So she found some place she wanted to go. Or he, whichever one of them it was. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. After all this time, now the ground is dry. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dried. 15, and God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. He's wanting them to stay together, to be a family. Because everything now is also going to be making a change. They were all living this time on the ark under the control of Almighty God. Because we know these animals, a lot of them were predators. A lot of them would have been prey. Yet they had no fights or nothing on this ark that's recorded. They all got along. But now, he's telling him to go forth, him and his wife and his sons and sons' wives. In 17, bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. Once again, now everything is getting a fresh start. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kind, went forth out of the ark. Now everything is out of that ark. And 20. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. You see, that was why among the clean things he was to take 7. That gave him 1/4 sacrifice. Now, 21, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And you see, we know, and as we go further in through the Word now, we're going to be finding out about, again, about generations and bringing us in into the day now in which you and I live, bringing us into the days of the church, just before the Lord is coming back to set up his millennial reign for 1,000 years. So much to be learned, and so little time. And we need to make good of all the time we have. I think we'll go ahead with chapter 9. It's not too awful long. And then we'll call it an evening, God willing. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Noah and his family are to replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. He's letting them know that mankind is being put in control. It's things like that, you know, that we forget a whole lot about. Now, three, every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall you not eat. Now, that's the first mention there of blood, isn't it? Verse 5. And surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hand of every beast, will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man, whosoever sheddeth man's blood. You see, God himself set the penalty for murder right there with Noah and his family. He said it. Whosoever sheddeth man's blood by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And you be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. Now we have a family here that is to be the beginning again and God has told them what to do. But you know, we do a lot of things that we don't think about really as being evil. And we're going to come up on one here very shortly that lets us know these things. But here in verse 8, God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you. Every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. Perpetual generations. All generations to come. Now, because of this covenant, he goes on here in 13. He says, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. We see it, call it the rainbow. And it was set there in the days of Noah to be part of it and to remind us of that covenant. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh, that it that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. But you know, after all of this, and spending all of this time under the control of everything God is doing, the man that found righteousness in the eyes of God, look at one of the first things he did after coming to earth. Here in verse 20. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within the tent. One of the first things he'd done was got drunk. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both of their shoulders, and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be this servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. And all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. And we have come to the end now of chapter 9, and we're going to stop there for the day. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer and thank him for the word. Father, we do thank you. We come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with praise, giving you all honor and glory, and thanking you, Father, for everything you've done for us and what you are doing at the time. And Father, for what you will do for us, because we cannot live alone, Father, make heaven our home. Praise you, Father. Praise you, praise you, praise that holy name. Now, Father, I pray for this land, our land, filled with so much evil. I pray, Father, that those that do belong to you, that are your children, can all come together and work together to remove from office those that are evil, that is in our government, that has brought so much evil upon our people, and to fill their places, Father, with ones of righteousness that will work with you, with us, to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, for everyone that is hearing this message and their families, I pray, Heavenly Father, for healing for any sickness that exists. And I pray, Father, for any that's walking in darkness that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ, to repeat this short prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I'm asking you for forgiveness of my sins, though they may be great, and there may be some I have even forgotten. You know what they are. Forgive them, Lord. I'm asking you to come into my life. Take my life, Lord, and do with it what you will. And I'm asking this, Father, in Jesus' sweet, precious name. Now, Father, be with each one as we prepare to separate for this night. Keep them safe. Keep them in health. Fill them with strength and energy, Father, to carry on thy work that you have for us to do. Bring us together again come morning at 10 a.m. Till then, Father, we give you praise, all the honor and all the glory. in Jesus' name. Amen. And good evening, everyone.